Rebbe, you're there?
No, I'm sorry.
Look it with somebody. But it says it three times. Gimel Pomim, Echad Lisa Bishul, Echad Lisa Achila, Echad Lisa Ano. Vosi Achila, Veloshan Bishul, Loma, Shein Osam and Atoa, El Dere Bishul. Avo Midrabonon, also Becholinian. You have to keep in mind the extent of the Gzera. The extent of Gzera extended carefully even when Boso and Becholov are not in contact with each other. Where do you see that? Bussel was in one town and the Cholo was in another town.
To wait the amount of time.
Huh?
But you have to wait after eating it.
But you happen to be in both towns. They allow Bussel and Cholo to span geography. Why is an important machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim? Okay, we'll come to it in a minute. The Gemara throws in Kol Boso Becholov Sheina Osa Menatola Mutu Bano, referring to Boso Ov. It's not Osa Menatola. It's only also Bachila Medrabana, but it's Mutabano. That's the reference I made to the interesting tshuva of the Chassam Sofer with his Talmud, where he erred on that point. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him anyway. Said in also menatora ela derabishu. Okay. Well, let's quickly look at the Be'er Heitev just for speed. Klomar avolo de kavu shemelicha sheina derabishu. Stuff we discussed this morning. Right. Utsli bechal bishu sonel socham afu derabishu. Chen iru mevashu lepochas kidei klipa umuusho nava kibishu umuvushu b'chametrera lo osa menatoa. But what you asked, you must give me a list of the names. Create a copy or
make a copy,
a typewritten copy if you have. Okay. Who's the one that spoke this morning? You are?
David Halper.
Huh?
David Halper.
You are David Halper. Okay, good. Get to know the names of the boys in Mr. Shem. Okay, boys, how about when do you people say? Okay, it's the lempel.
Sure. The
base? Yeah. Angel feeds the tread. Go ahead.
Gedi, lav dafka. It doesn't mean only a gedi. That who I didn't shore set of the ace. So it's also the same halachas by an ox, a sheep, or a goat. Loshna of the chela.
Wait, where are you reading?
From base? Is that where I was? I'll start with the next.
Okay. We didn't. 1 second. What did it leave out?
It only said gedi, right?
Huh?
You're saying it only the Torah only said gedi. It doesn't say any of the other behemoths.
Yeah, but you left out. What you left out? Gedi labdavke who did show surveys. But you left out chaya too. Okay. Normally, the Moses says over and over again in so many places when the Moses says. And Torah says, Chaya b'chal behemo, behemo b'chal chaya, by bosa b'chal of not. So that, halacha l'maisa, midoraisa, you'll be allowed to cook deer meat, right? That's the only thing we have, b'zmanazeh, the only chaya we have, b'zmanazeh, that we eat is the deer.
Right? Is behemo.
What else?
Is buffalo considered a behemoth?
Huh?
Buffalo, the reading now, is considered a behemoth?
Bison.
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 Oh, that's a sort of behemoth, right? But the only thing that's on the market that people can get in the kosher restaurant and get deer. Member of the Muncie community opened up a farm in the Catskills and he sells red deer to the trade. He's in Muncie he had a goat farm that didn't seem to earn a living for him. He moved up to the Catskills. He's been very successful raising red deer, nice little deer. So Chamanis to kill them, but there's a demand for it in the kosher trade. Usually sends me like a lamb, one of the forelegs is sends to use for Rosh Hashanah. What the yichus is, I don't know, but zeicher la kedush yisrael or something. That was a ram. Okay, next.
Lo shna v'chela v'im. Lo shna v'chela v'cheres. So it doesn't matter if the milk is from the mother or from another source.
From b'cholov.
Cholov, right?
Yeah, not chela is something else.
Yeah,
you got to be careful here, by the way. It's very confusing. Sometimes they're kind enough to put the nekudos in. Okay, but no shna v'cholov v'im. Lo shna v'cholov v'cheres. Now, whatever that means, I don't know. From the writing of the Achonim, it seems that there was either it was a dish, meaning a customary food to serve where they cooked a gedi there in milk, or it had a avodah zarah connotations. Which I believe, if you look in Fraser's Golden Bowl, where he lists, he has there all the avodas, everything you want to know about avodas zarah, but we're afraid to ask. Right? In Fraser's Golden Bowl, he mentions that as a ma'aseh avodas zarah, that had a ritual significance there of cooking the the Gidi in its own mother's milk, not just any milk. It's a special act of cruelty. And the Abayi Zohar goes along with cruelty. Okay, next.
Eino Noheg Ela Bebasar Behema Tahora. It's only Noheg by an animal that is Tahar. Bechala Behema Tahora, with a Chala from a Tahar animal. About Basar Tahora, Bechala Tmea, but if let's say the animal is Tahar and the Chala is Tmea, O Basar Tmea Bechala Tahora, or vice versa, Mutter. Bebishal Uba Hanan. And it's Mutter with cooking and Hanan.
All right. Bishul is mutter and anon. Now you have to understand the iso bishul. Iso bishul means to cook meat and milk and throw it down the sewer and have no anon from whatsoever. It's the same, you get iso lav. There's two separate aspects. One, the anon aspect, which achil anon, and the other one is the maisa bishul. The maisa bishul is also. Okay?
Could there be an aspect of Hana'ah in Bishul itself?
I'm sorry?
Could there be an aspect of Hana'ah in Bishul itself? Or, no. Just saying.
What?
Maybe when you cook it, it produces an aroma? Yeah.
Right. No. Later on we'll see, to borrow a pot from a goy in order to use the pot for cooking up some concoction for your lawn. Nothing to do with human nutrition. Right? But you have to use his pot. So it says that his pot may have in it yet benyomo or bosa b'cholo. And therefore, cooking in that pot is an isobishul. All right, next.
Basar chaya v'ov feel the chal of tahora mutter. By a wild animal or a bird, even if you cook it in chal from that's tahor, mutter. Kibishul uva hana v'af b'achila. It's ain't osur, and it's not osur in any three of the categories. Al midirbanan. It's only an isur derban.
Okay. Now let's go here. Here you have the milk and feed business. Well, that's the Taz. Okay. Let's see. We'll see the meaning about it. But first of all, well, he says, no problem, dogim b'chagodim, ein b'miso afilim b'rabbanon, they weren't gozer, therefore you can cook grasshoppers and fish, you can cook in milk. Okay. Now comes a practical shaila b'rabbanon. Known as parava milk. They had parava milk in the time of the Gevura, and it still exists, I believe, in some fancy cooking, and that is almond milk. If you take shelled almonds, and you dip them in hot water and take the brown skin off, and then grind it, you get a milky concoction. It looks a heck of a lot like milk. It says, look at the remark, v'no golasos cholo mishkedim u'menichem bo bosarov. They cook chicken in almond milk. Hol bein rakmed rabbonon. Aval bosa behema, you're not allowed to cook in almond milk. Yesh laniach etzel hacholov choroshkedim mishum marasayin. Right? Yesh laniach etzel hacholov kama shkedim mishum marasayin. So what you have to do If you want to use mammon milk, you have to have some almonds on the table. If there are almonds on the table, oh, people will understand that it's almond milk. So it opens the shayla b'zman hazeh, our power of milk. When I was growing up and the power of milk appeared on the market, it was halacha was you had to serve it in this container. You couldn't take it out of the container. Nowadays, if you go to a wedding, a dinner, they serve power of milk in creamers and little sailor's silk what do you call it? Gravy boats, right? There. And some of them have on it parabes, scratched into the. Others don't anymore. Why? It's no longer Marasaya. In other words, it's become so popular to use parabes milk that no one's going to accuse you of using milk. Sometimes people were hoisted for no reason because they want to be mean. We don't have to worry about that. Okay. That's important, again, to know. Never underestimate the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan could have insisted not so. Could have insisted. It's a Takonas Chachonim now. Whenever you serve a pot of milk, you have to have a heker. Right? See, they didn't. That's a, so it's an important exemption that it doesn't have to be that way. Is what does it mean? It means that the original halacha to put almonds was never a takonas chachamim. It developed as a eitz tova kamashmalon. Had it been a takonas chachamim, we would have been stuck with it now too. Okay. Now let's take a business with the dogim. Okay. Look at the Taz. Our dogim person Taz. Beisheisa kosa mikol mokom ein lechol dogim becholov mepnei asakona. Who's Ben? You said that they won't eat. The Sfaradim won't eat lox with cream cheese, right? That's the moko. Okay, elogim dogim b'chol me'ar sakona, right? So the Taz says they made a mistake. It's a misprint. For who tore sofa? There never was such a halacha. So chloma in boso. Ain lechol dogim in boso. That's a sakone. Moshe Musko Achai Kakos Blakim Moshe Sarva Beisheisu Kan Boso Becholov. That the Beisheisu got mixed up, meaning a typo, an error in print. Right? And from that became the minig Sfaradim of not eating lox and cream cheese. Not eating lox and cream cheese raises a shaila whether they're Jewish or not. Certain signs of Judaism, right? Other than Mila, one of them is eating lox and cream cheese. And they don't want to eat lox and cream cheese, becomes a sofek already. So that's what the Taz says, it was a tall sofa. Look what the Shaf says. Kosova Taz, Bikomoko, Eloko Doga Bacholom Nesakona, which is Baba Ochaye. Bemes Nimshah Achav Eishesh Shekosokain. Avlu tos yoniska shabel the dogim in boso also mishmuzakona. Habachol of lo shamanu lo reinu. Bachol yomo veyomo nehigin hochel of asa dogim bachol of lechol gam right. Velechol gam bedaki moche heishiv ala beisheisa bezer. Gam besefer ber sheva right. Shara choyde me sigo lo bezer. Mashman behede de lesbe afilim shumzakona right. Ein sham behu poshut.
So does the fact that it's a tov sofrim carry any weight in terms of like to have a, like some kind of mesorah to do it or Can that be negated just because it's a Torah Sofrim? Or?
It says it was a mistake. It developed, nevertheless, based upon, you remember the respect of the Sfarshik community for Maran, for the Beis Yosef. Right. The Beis Yosef wrote that way. Now you come and tell me it was a typo. Who are you? I have to believe you. So the fact that the text of Beis Yosef has it was enough reason to establish that Midah. So they continue, despite the Shach and the Taz both say it's a Toz, right? But since the text of the Beis Yosef says what it says, therefore they honor it.
The Beis Yosef saw the Beis Yosef in print.
So
it's not like it was not like the Rush say it was in print. The Rush never saw the Rush in print.
Yes.
But the Beis Yosef saw it in print, so he didn't. We're not questioned
that someone falsified it.
I mean, how can we be sure? It's how it suffered. I may actually.
We have to go check with some people at the Shechter Seminary there, among the conservatives. They may have the Geniza, may have something in writing, but otherwise it's been printed. The printer made a mistake. That's called the Bocha da Zetza, made a mistake. Whether if they can find a handwritten copy, that would confirm maybe that's not a printer's mistake, but it's the kubul by us. All I can tell you is, meaning Ashkenaz, right? In many homes, maybe most homes, Thursday night, they didn't eat meat. My home, we never ate meat Thursday night. Only on Suda's Mitzvah, Yechassana, but otherwise we never served meat. Why? In Kovet Shabbos. We have a break. Baruch Hashem, we live in at a economics level that was never heard of in past centuries. So we can afford to eat meat every day. So Thursday night, what do you eat Thursday night? Fish. Standard fish. But the standard fish that was eaten Thursday night was gefilte fish, was served. Gefilte fish was made. The whole fish was served along with a soup. And the soup was the sauce, the water in which the fish was cooked, to which was added potatoes and sour cream. I grew up on the Lower East Side. I don't know of a single family that didn't have that menu for Thursday night. So there it was dag becholov. It was the soup was made with additional sour cream in it. That was the standard fare. Okay. I want to get just a quick overview. What's the status of human milk? I mean, your mother has closed hoofs. If she chews gum, she chews a cud. Yeah, so it's kosher milk. Chalav isha is perfect kosher. Right. Nowadays, you can buy it on the market. You can buy mother's milk. Women sell mother's milk, usually without money, as a nedava for those women who cannot provide milk for their children. So mother's milk is available. Yeah. Some women who stop nursing, the baby is allergic to cow's milk, goat's milk, and so on. They have to buy mother's milk. Someone made a mistake and added some mother's milk to a fleshy dish. He thought it was fish soup, and it turned out to be meat soup, and he added milk to it. No big problem, right? Why? Because mother's milk is really part of it. It doesn't come from an animal that makes it milchi. But mit Rabbanan says, also levashel becholavisha bebeimarasayin, right? But in dofal socha tavshil, we don't worry about bottle b'shishim. Is bottle period? Is bottle berov? Right.
So in tsara shir means bottle berov. So when it says in tsara shir, that means bottle berov.
Yeah.
When the Shulchan Aruch says. It's bottled but ain't sarach shir. That means bottled.
Bottled ain't so shir. You don't have to worry about shishim. Because it's really power. As long as it's bottled, is enough.
That always means barov?
Huh?
That always, whenever it says ain't sarach shir, that always means bottled barov?
Yeah. Vinira lefizer. The koshke, the also, since you told me, but it's also the basha becholavisha, right? Koshke also the basha bechatchila becholav tmeo or basha tell me becholav to dafke basha behema, but both drama in lachish. If you went ahead and you put an iso on the chatchila also the basha becholavisha because of marasayin, then certainly. Even though we learned already that the only way you get basar b'cholov is kosher milk and kosher meat, but if you have treif from a non-kosher animal and kosher milk, or non-kosher milk and meat from a kosher animal, there is no iso of bishul. Obviously, but since we asked the bashal b'cholov isha, which also has no iso. Has less iso involved in it. It's perfectly muto, so certainly we won't allow you to. You should marasayin to cook for a pet. You want to feed your pet. You want to and you bought some chaza meat from the butcher on St. Nicholas Avenue, and you cook it in milk. There no iso bishul. Yet it's also bedrabon. We don't allow you to do it. Okay, now brings us to something. Needs a little hesbo. Yeah.
So does that mean that if I want to give my pet chicken with treif milk?
Say it again.
I want to give my pet chicken with treif milk.
Yeah.
Saying it's okay, the chafila.
To cook
chicken and treif milk.
You can't cook it together.
He says,
therefore, Dafke Bosa Behema, right? Pick up the shaches of Ovd Rabbanan in Rochush. Nim shach lechitoso besif gimu. Right? That he said that only by Bosso Behem we were, but don't worry about Bosso Ov. Right? I will be Masha Kosam Sim Kotan Bov. Right? We get it soon. Ba'of Yesh Lochosh. Behind you, the Stomo Harash Bov and Machaber Lechoku Ben Behem Lov. Right? Therefore, they left the plane And they said it's also, whether it's a behema or ov, even though you're using no bosov becholov, because the cholov is a cholov tmeir, nevertheless, we don't allow it. Okay, who knows what hay is all about? You ever see those things? Yeah? Okay. Once upon a time, it was very common. Right? You shatter the chicken, you found eggs in the chicken. Sometimes you found a whole egg in the chicken, with a shell and all. Sometimes you found egg in the chicken, which had, instead of a calcium hard shell, had a leathery shell, because the calcium hadn't yet been put into the shell. And sometimes you find little round yellow balls which are, look like little yolks in the egg. Any of you people ever see it? It was standard. No one served Friday night chicken soup without eggs in it. Now those little eggs in it, because all the chickens that you got always had eggs in it. If you had an old, unless you bought a very, very young chicken, a chicken either had a finished egg there, which was unusual, and always a strange scenes to see. My mother's, she salted her own chicken, and sometimes on the salting board was an egg. Because she found the egg inside the chicken, and mini yisrael zan halacha. So even if it has a calcified egg, you also salt it with the chicken to take the blood out. Right, there's no blood to take out. That's a separate issue. But that's mini yisrael. All right.
In the United States, it's illegal now, I understand.
I'm sorry?
In the United States, it's illegal. They can't sell it.
I don't think so.
That's what the rabbi is showing
us. Yeah, I know it's illegal. It's just not, they don't make it available. In other words, in commercial, we used to get our chickens, Delancey Street and Pitt was a big chicken market. My father's at South Shul was Pitt Street, Communist Shul, a block away. And Thursday, you came there, there were 400, 500 women buying chicken. And these women were mumchim, were experts, right? They didn't just let the fella give them a chicken, a live chicken. They picked out which live chicken they want. Right? They made their own kabbalas, which chicken is better chicken, the other chicken, and some of them would feel the chicken, right? And then they give it to the shochet. You paid the shochet 15 cents. He shechted it. And then you brought the chicken to a lady. A poor lady sat there, right? And she flicked the chicken. She defeathered the chicken. And you gave her 10 cents. Then came modernity, and they bought a flicking machine, which was a rotary rasp. A rotary rasp, and they then just held the chicken against it, and it ripped off the feathers. And that's where all the lishaydus would come in. I mentioned to you, there Rav was busy. My father, that's how, had an office next to our house, a sign, Besdin office shell, of Yitzhak Isaac Tendler. And Thursday night, he sat in the office, and women would come with chickens, with shaydus. And there was a pushka, and it cost 25 cents to get an answer. And it cost $1 for the right answer. That's what our community was. That was hachnosa for a rov, part of his income. Nowadays, you look quite so strange, a man comes ask a shayla. He said, I won't answer you. He said, you give me 25 cents. But that's what it was. Well, then, big shyness would be, one, the kishkis, right? On the intestines, they would find little abuvos, little blisters, right? Shailev Nekev, the Kulkavon, the gizzard, what you call the pupik, right? Would commonly have in it a piece of wire or a nail. So the stupid chickens, so on the ground, they would swallow it also. And it went into the crop, into the gizzard of the chicken. That's not the stomach of the chicken, not the pupik is supposed to be a stomach. The stomach is a later digestion. What does the pupik do in the chicken? Anyone know?
Grinds up the food, right?
Huh?
Grinds up the food.
Those are the teeth of the chicken. That's why you'll see outside the pigeons will sometimes pick up a pebble and swallow a little piece of stone. They do that intentionally. They need stones in there. That's the millstones, because they swallow whole grain, and the gizzard is a heavy muscle, and it contracts, and it serves like a mill to grind up the thing. It's also a simen of a ov toho. We'll have it later on. Simen ov toho that has a gizzard, because a nesha or an eagle doesn't need a gizzard, but it doesn't eat grain. It eats other birds. Doesn't have to grind it up. He goes right into the stomach like you do. You eat a piece of meat, you digest it. Right. So gizzard is a sign of a kosher bird with modifications. On Pialocha, we don't eat any bird without masora, without a kabbalah for it. But the gemara gives a wonderful sign there, an absolute sign for a kosher bird is a gizzard in which you can, with your fingernail, grab the inner skin lining the gizzard and pull it off. Why? That skin is always being replaced because the wear and tear on that skin from the stones. So that skin is sort of loosely attached there. And it's a simen that the animal eats grain. And the main isur associated with a trefa bird is that it is a toref, right? That it is a predator bird, right? It says dores for ochel. What's dores for ochel? Dores ochel refers to that it, with its claws it holds it down. That's what dores is. And eats. Some say eats before the animal, before the other bird is dead. Also a requirement. But al pi halacha, we have no problem with what's a kosher bird, because we go only with masora. A kosher bird is what my mother said was a kosher bird. The big battle that still goes on is about pheasants. Why am I battling on a pheasant? Because also the French made a big deal about pheasant eggs, especially Yichas by them. So there are a number of kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael that raise pheasants to sell the eggs to France. That's what brought the Shaila in, whether the pheasant is a kosher bird, because also to do schoro with dovo, that's also bachilo. It's iso schoro. So there, the Sfaradish community, the Eretz HaMidrash, has a Kabbalah on pheasants. I'll tell you a quick personal story. I was involved before my shver wrote a tshuva on pheasants, so we wanted to find out whether there is a Kabbalah, the good Mesorah, even though it's a Sfaradish Mesorah, would be perfectly acceptable to us. We don't discriminate with everybody. So I went to an old 90-year-old Tamer Rov living in Lud, the Rov of Lud, in Eretz Yisrael. And I come into him and tell him what I'm there for, that we want to determine whether there's a Masora. And he said, yeah, Ov is Nechob and Masora. Do you have a Masora and pheasant? He says, pheasant? My father was the Rav HaKollel, and he served pheasants at my bar mitzvah. See, we are wonderful, right? In Makar, I had a pheasant in a cage, which I picked up from a kibbutz that raises the eggs. And I brought it into him. I said, this is the pheasant that we have. He takes one look, he said, that's not a pheasant. Didn't recognize it as a pheasant. Whatever he called a pheasant, it was not this. So therefore the tshuva was written, it's in the Igos Moshe, written that's a suffix, and whether the pheasant is kosher or not, we don't know. But the sfeikas come in because in the course of years, especially birds that were raised for food, they were selected by the breeder for certain traits, and after several generations they don't look like the other one, and if they have no scientific way of determining like DNA or something what it is, just in the marasayin, it didn't look like a pheasant to him. Okay, now, so therefore, what about the beitzim? So listen carefully. A chicken lays eggs without the eggs being fertilized. Chicken lays eggs because a chicken lays eggs. A blood spot in an egg could be a semen that was fertilized. It's the beginning of the heart. It's called the vitelline artery. But you have to visualize, the egg goes down the oviduct. The ovaries of the chicken are up, a little ovaries there, then comes a long duct. As the egg passes through that duct, it gets layers. First, more fat accumulates in it for the yolk, and then layers of white are put on it. How it holds in there in the oviduct, I don't know. But the egg, when finally gets down, is so much wider than the oviduct, it had to, like the chicken had to go through labor pains to get out that egg. In that process, the pressure against the oviduct, a drop of blood can come out. That's the blood spot that you find in an egg today. But we don't find the old-fashioned blood spots were the beginning of an embryo, beginning of a new chicken. Therefore, it was also, our blood spots have nothing, they're called Safna Meyara, right? She was fertilized by the earth. But there is no fertilization. There is no sperm that entered her. Therefore, the eggs cannot be looked upon as bearing a sheretz in it. What then? It has a drop of blood. So the Gemara says, take out the drop of blood and eat the rest of the egg. That's what used to be done. Nowadays, first of all, blood spots are so rare, you rarely find a blood spot. If you do, the women were trained to throw it away. It's not such a big deal. But Api Aloch, it would be better not to throw it away. Baltashus, better take out the kolach of dam and use the rest of the egg. Hare, Bizman Azeh, the same Aloch applies. Okay, that's just Agavucha basic. Read hay.
Beitzim himsan ba'ofos, eggs that are found in chickens and birds, imhim gemuros, if they're completed, the hainu sheish lehem chelbon, the chelmon.
Okay. Chelbon, right, is the white of the egg. Right, the protein of the egg is the chelbon. And the chelmon is the fatty part of the egg. The so-called yolk. Chelmon is the yellow yolk. Alpha pishi mura begidin. Even though it's still in the oviduct. Surrounded, but looks like flesh, a skin around it, and some circulatory system. You can see some blood vessels around the egg, right? Hareze gemura, right? Umuto locho becholov. You got a problem with eggs. So I'm so held that eggs are eva melachai. That's mutul to us. The Torah is a Torah hitira. But for goyim, he held that an egg is eva melachai. And therefore, according to some sofa, if you have a shiksa in the house, you can't serve her eggs. Yoiver on with the evil of siti mikshu. Okay, egg is a phenomenon. The chicken is chicken, and the egg is what? Not chicken. If you ask the chicken, you ask the egg and the chicken. But we know halacha lemaisa, the chicken laid the egg, and now your mother goes ahead and makes a fried egg with butter in it. But it came from a chicken. We said, Rabbana made a gzera and op becholov. They say, oh, no. Egg is a new generation. Egg is a min b'fnei asmo. When did that start, though? I carry it backwards. It was boso. As he says. What egg are we talking about? It has already yolk and also the white albumen of the egg. Alpha Pishimura begidin means it's still in the oviducts, so it's surrounded by what looks like flesh and is flesh, right? Hareza gemura muta locha becholov. Abel, I said, emeinlo. Ela chelmon. All it has is the yolk. That's what I told you was served routinely Friday night in your soup. You always found two little round balls or something. That's the yolk of developing yolk of the egg. Also the basal becholov. Avol imochom betniyasmo. What does it mean? They're part of it. Right? They're part of it. But we are concerned the transition from boso to part of it. Know exactly where it occurs. We know that a chicken who is now midarabon and boso, right, can lay an egg that's part of it. What's called laying the egg? At what point? That's what he says. When it doesn't have any white around it yet, it's so close to its origins that we treat it as if it were boso on the time ago, right? Nevertheless, it doesn't make you flashy. That if you eat it, you can drink a cup of coffee right after it. So we don't allow you the heter of treating it as an egg, which means you'll be allowed to drink it with coffee. I mean, cook it with milk. Right? That we don't allow. Right, levasham bichol of not, avol emochom if they ask me, well, if you finish eating some of those little eggs, right, then you can have a cup of coffee. Mutalach ha'chayim begivino lecholov. That's because, again, the egg, halacha l'moshe v'sinai, is looked upon as a distinct entity. Now tie that in with the Gemara that we had. How do we treat fetus b'meimu? The gabe yidanosha, the gabe chelev, right? As part of the mother. So by the animal, remember, we go ahead. We say znita b'shchita simo. We said that if the animal is viable, it has a yidanosha, but it does not have an independent existence. It's all part of the mother. How much part of the mother? Therefore, it's a big chiddush. When does it start to become an independent thing? So when it has a shell around it, pshita, right? There he tells you, no. If it doesn't have a shell around it, it doesn't have a white around it. It's only little yellow yolks, right? Then it has the aloha of the boso of the chicken. Nevertheless, the egg is an independent entity. So because it's small and looks like another piece of meat inside, therefore the Rabbanan said you can't eat it, you can't cook it with milk. But they can't deny the fact that the egg, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, is looked upon as a different generation, as a different barrier from the mother. Therefore, if you did eat it, it does make you fleshig. So even though the Rabbanan made exera, that chicken makes you fleshig also, right? not these eggs.
What about requiring shlita?
Hmm?
Is the same criteria applied to eating it if the chicken wasn't shafted?
That's right.
The chicken was killed other than by shlita.
No, chicken was killed by shlita.
No, suppose the chicken wasn't killed by shlita and you have eggs inside it. Are they nevela or are they independent?
This chicken was killed by shlita.
Yeah, but suppose the chicken wasn't killed by shlita and has eggs inside it. So at what point, if any, do the eggs become mutarim?
No, if the chicken were a trefa, the egg would be trefa too.
No, but the chicken's a nevela. You take the chicken, you wring its neck, and then you find eggs, cut it open, and there are eggs inside it. So what's...
I don't know what point you want to make.
Well, are the eggs allowed to be eaten?
What's also?
Are the eggs allowed to be eaten inside the chicken? If the chicken was killed by shlita.
Not he, clearly. What did he say? Did you hear it?
If the chicken wasn't killed through shchita, are the eggs mutter?
Yeah, that's the question.
The chicken wasn't killed through shchita. I tell you, the chicken is a trefa. The eggs are also trefa.
But if it's a nevela, the chicken's a nevela, not a trefa.
Huh?
The chicken is a nevela, not a trefa. The chicken's a trefa.
If the chicken is a trefa, because it had a needle in the pulpit.
The whole chicken is safe. It was a fine, perfect chicken, but you wrung its neck.
But what?
You wrung its neck instead of shafting it. So the eggs are so killing the chicken, but the eggs which would be parva, will they also be independent to be?
I understand. If you wring its neck, it's a nevela.
Yeah, it's a nevela.
So everything in there is a nevela.
Even the egg.
Even the eggs.
The egg too.
If they have a shell?
Huh?
If they have a shell?
With a shell.
Really? But even if...
That's how we pass it. Pi aloche, strict aloche, if it had a full shell on it, it would be really not considered part of the chicken.
Right.
Here we're talking about, right, it has no white on it even. It has only yellow. I mean, it has only yolk.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
I suppose that's white, but if it has a white and a yolk and no
no white, no white.
But no, it has a white, but it has no shell. It hasn't calcified.
No. The only way a chicken egg would have a shell on it is if it had a yolk and a white. It can't get a shell without the...
No, it doesn't have a shell. It has no shell, but it does have a white.
If it has white around it,
yeah,
and not a shell, then it's had what I said before. It has to have a soft shell around it.
Yeah.
I mean, just stop and think. The white has to be so. You know what a white of an egg, albumen of an egg, feels like. Where is it? I mean, how will it stay around the yolk?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be there. It requires a container that goes around it, and the white is injected into it. Anyway, let's go to biology class. Ask a biology teacher to explain it to you. We have an exhibit of how an egg forms downstairs in first hall. Okay, let's go to this. We'll take the next one. That will be fine. Ushon. Vamabushal. Okay. Ushon means smoked. Okay? Now, smoked doesn't even have to have yatzoledes. It's not a bishal process. The smoking is a smoking process, smoking, drying process. Commercial, smoked fish, and the people, little white fish, chubs, right, are smoked. They're never cooked. They're hung in a smokehouse, and they dry and smoke, and that's, temperature is not even yet so let us. Samushan, Vamavushal Bechamitvelya, ain't looking olive. Yeah, this is the big sugya now. Time for that. Oh, becholov besa, or milk taken from a cow after it was geshochten, taken from the udder of the cow. Oh, becholov zocho, I don't have explanation for you what that means. Right. Science idea what that means. Milk from a male animal. Oh, shabishel dam becholov, didn't cook meat, cooked blood. Poto beilokin alechlosom shabosa becholov. Right. It's not also midaraisa. Okay. Say it inside, it's a long shach. The shach points out that dam becholov has in it also a halachic weakness, because dam shebishlo is a machlokes rashi tosfos, but dam shebishlo is called dam. The isur of a dam for which you get malchus is drinking fresh blood, but if the blood was boiled, was congealed by cooking, right? It's not isodam. Therefore, it says over here, the when it says bishul dam becholov, right? That is poto. That will depend upon the machlokes whether dam shebishlo is chayev or not. If dam shebishlo is treated like boso, then you have an iso deraisa of boso b'cholov. But we hold that dam shebishlo is only the rabbonon, therefore there was no boso. The boso was only the rabbonon boso, it was only blood. But the blood is tantamount to meat, the gabi iso boso b'cholov. That's a famous machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Here we have the big halacha l'maaseh issue. He mentions amavashal bosal b'mei chalav. What is that? Okay. What's Meicholot? Nowadays, you people read ingredients on things. It says it contains skim, in case milk powder. I understand what that is. Sometimes it says it contains whey, right? W-H-E-Y. What is whey? Is it milchik or not? Milk is looked upon in halacha as a mixture, not as a solution. Therefore, the milk of the milk is milchik. The water of the milk is not milchik. So there were two ways to make whey. I call whey. One way is to curdle the milk in making cheese, and then you filter out the cheese curds. And what's left is meicholov. It's the water that was once in the milk. However, in that water, there is nesubi chalbo, they call it, English translation, there is protein in that milk. So what you do is you boil that and filter out the protein. And then you're left with mei meicholov. Water from the milk. Okay, you following? From that water, the milk, if you dry it out, you'll also end up with a powder high in protein, etc. That's the soluble protein in there. I can thought we had it here. The way they make, we do it the same way with manazeh. Where did I see it? Let that be. I'm not finding where they define. Okay, sorry. It's just a bit tired. Look at Ches. With us? It said here, Hamavashel, but Bosor b'meicholov, what is it? Look at Ches. Yesh misha omer, the nishubo, the chalbo, Pirish Cholav Hamis Matzes Mikifo and Hagvino. Check your, maybe your mother makes it too. Milk turns sour, they want to waste the milk, but you go ahead and you let it sit, it turns sour, and then curds begin to form. You pour that into a cloth, and you wring out the liquid, and you're left with cottage cheese. That's how you make cottage cheese. Many women, no, they say milk is turning sour on them, so they, if they have any real seichel background, they buy a jar of yogurt and throw the jar of yogurt into the container of milk. That speeds up the curdling of the milk because the bacteria in there, and then they pour it through an old stocking, right? And you end up with the curds, which is basically cottage cheese or farmer cheese. Right? These is the water that leaked out of there. That's not mechala. Yesh mishoma. There in the first mechaba, mechala meant just that. Right? The water left over after the milk is curdled. Yet mishoma the nisubi the chalba pirish cholav hamismatzes mikifo nagvina. Also minatova, elo mecholov that we're talking about is hainu tzof milmala ronisha bo elo achash osam agvina mevashem hanesuba. You cook this liquid that ran off from the cheese, ba'ochel tzof milmala, and that curdles the whatever protein was in there that floats to the top. But that mecholov has in it protein that is different nature protein that didn't curdle when you heat it. Maybe you heat it longer, possibly so, but it doesn't curdle. And from there you can make whey also. That whey would be parabe. So here, an insight. Cholov and dam. Chazal looked upon it not as a solution, but as a mixture, as a which is really a colloidal suspension. If I add salt to dam, and I salt out the red blood, and what leaves on top is plasma, that plasma does not look of dam. But the Rabbanim will ask for time. But I paid it in Torah, that's not dam. Dam is the red part of the dam, not the white part of the dam. Likewise, by the milk, what is milk in halacha is casein. Is the casein of the milk is that's the stuff that, right, that converts to cheese, right? That's the stuff that you curdle when you heat the water that ran off the cheese. Geyos halacha lemaise, now whey is used in so many products, and shaitas come in that they went ahead, they mixed this product into a, in usually into hamburgers and so on. They sell things that are extenders, meat extenders there. And so China's come up. After China say, what do you do? Be the evid, can you be machshir or not? Have some rubber, you can be machshir on this basis. That this, as a machlok is here, Ches Yesh Misha Omer is arguing with Vov. When the Vov says, Mecholov, he meant Mecholov that comes off from the cheese. He says, Yesh Misha Omer, no, that's not called Mecholov, that's called Yet Cholov. Mecholov is a secondary cleansing, secondary filtration of the thing. Okay, let's stop here.
Yeah. Oh, that's got
to. Sorry, please.
So are they arguing which part of the milk is really milk? Or is it the same thing, it's just the mecholov is more diluted? As in, Vav and Ches, are they arguing about which part of the milk is milk? Or are they arguing on how diluted it has to be?
No. The Kabbalah is that milk is not a solution. The milk consists of milk mixed with water. The water is kosher. Question is, how do you separate the water from the milk? So the first Rambam said, when you curdle milk in the form of making cheese, right, what runs off, that's called mecholov. The second one says, no, in that mecholov, there still is some cholov. And therefore, you need a secondary process of heating, of bringing it to a boil, then sofla mala, then you filter off what comes on top. And the rest of that is then part of a milk, part of a mechol. But the main thing is they had the concept that milk is not a unitary solution, but as it really is, it's a suspension of stuff in water. And the water of the milk is not milk, it's the milk of the milk is milk. But in Dam, the same halacha. In Dam, they held that you put 2/3 of salt into dam and it curdles the dam, then what's on top is not dam. The serum that's left behind is not considered to be dam. Okay.